Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Both presidential candidates are campaigning this hour in the closely contested state of Florida. Joe Biden pledging a safe path out of the coronavirus pandemic, accusing Donald Trump of bungling the response. The Trump campaign's been working to draw voters' attention to bright spots of the economy today. That includes the Commerce Department's report that in the third quarter, the U.S. economy grew at an annual pace of 33.1%. Here's NPR's Jim Zaroli.
The number was about what most economists had been expecting, though many investors were hoping for something higher. The Commerce Department says consumer spending and housing were both strong. Growth plummeted after the coronavirus lockdowns began in March. Economic activity fell at an annual rate of 31.4%. Now the economy has recovered a lot of lost ground, but millions of Americans who were laid off earlier in the year remain out of work, and economists say it will be some time before the recovery is complete. Meanwhile, coronavirus cases have spiked again in Europe and the United States. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
The Dow is up more than 300 points at 26,819. New York City police are facing backlash over what's been widely viewed as an aggressive response to Black Lives Matter protests. Now, Mayor Bill de Blasio is making changes in the leadership of the country's largest police force. NPR's Brian Mann reports.
For the first time ever, a Black woman, Juanita Holmes, will serve as chief of patrol, shaping day-to-day encounters between cops and the community. She said her first job is to rebuild trust.
When you restore faith and trust in the police department, it has an ultimate effect on the morale of police officers. You know, when your community feels good about you, you feel good about that.
At a news conference, Mayor Bill de Blasio said it matters that Holmes reflects New York's diversity.
You're seeing a leadership that understands the whole reality of life as it's lived in this city.
The NYPD has seen other reforms in recent months, including a ban on the use of chokeholds. Brian Mann, NPR News.
Jerry Falwell Jr., the former president of Liberty University, is now suing the school, alleging it forced him to resign based on false claims about his personal life. Here's NPR's Tom Gelton.
Falwell's father, Jerry Falwell Sr., was the founder of Liberty University, a conservative Christian school in Virginia. During the 13 years Falwell Jr. led the school, it became the most prominent evangelical Christian school in the country. But his term ended abruptly in August after a former business partner alleged he'd long been engaged in an intimate relationship with Falwell and his wife. Liberty trustees demanded his resignation based on Falwell's, quote, worrying behavior. The lawsuit says Liberty needlessly injured and damaged Falwell's reputation without fully investigating the claims against him. He claims the school breached its contract with him, and he is seeking damages. Tom Gelton, NPR News.
This is NPR. Under a cloud of alleged misconduct, the once former head of Britain's opposition party is suspended. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports that action was taken against Jeremy Corbyn following an inquiry that concluded members of his party engaged in discrimination and harassment on Corbyn's watch.
In a report on anti-Semitism in the party, Britain's human rights watchdog found Corbyn's office had interfered with complaints. The report also cited a, quote, culture within the party which, at best, did not do enough to prevent anti-Semitism and, at worst, could be seen to accept it. Responding to the report, Corbyn said the problem had been dramatically overstated. After Corbyn refused to retract that statement, current Labour leader Keir Starmer suspended him. Corbyn's a highly polarizing figure who's adored by his left-wing supporters in the party but viewed as toxic among most of the electorate. He led Labour to a landslide defeat against Boris Johnson's Conservative Party in December. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, London.
France is under its highest state of alert this hour. As many as 7,000 soldiers are being deployed across the country after an attack at a church in Nice this morning that killed three people. President Emmanuel Macron says it was Islamist terrorism. The security threats increase after a man of Chechen origin killed a teacher for showing students a caricature of Islam's prophet Muhammad that appeared in the satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo. While France has reaffirmed its commitment to freedom of expression, anti-France protests are being held in a number of Muslim-majority countries. President Trump, who has clashed with Macron, tweeted his condolences, adding, quote, these radical Islamic terrorist attacks must stop. This is NPR.